This is the Monday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. The Mancos Times, founded in 1893, is one of the oldest newspapers in Montezuma County. The earliest editions of the paper were printed using a Cranston printing press, and the Mancos Times building still holds one of only three of these presses still remaining in the country today. The last papers printed on this historical treasure were produced in 1971. Joining me this morning is Dick Patrick. He's the man who last used the Cranston printing press at the Mancos Times when he owned the paper and operated the press from 1963 until 1971. Good morning, Mr. Patrick.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here.
Pleasure to be here.
Well, tell me a little bit about how you came to own the Mancos Times and some of your history there.
It was really a big mistake. I was working with IBM in the San Jose, California area, and didn't like that lifestyle for me and my children. So I was a printer of sorts with IBM. We printed IBM card, very specialized. But I worked for a retired newspaper editor who kind of taught me the newspaper business, the not so much specialized printing, and when this newspaper came available, Ed Sherton, my old mentor, pushed on me until I came over and bought the darn thing.
You didn't have a choice, huh?
It's his fault. No, I didn't have any experience in the physical printing of the paper was not a big problem, even that old machinery. But I can tell a pretty decent story verbally. But when it comes to putting it down on a piece of paper, that's different.
Well, what kind of stories did you run in the Mancos Times when you were owned
a lot of local stuff that I could, and yet you know, in a small rural community, people aren't real free with their history, but just local news. That's a small town, you know, Mancos. Wasn't a whole lot of happening. I attended the Chamber of Commerce work and the town board of trustees work, school board, backyard gossip.
The juicy stuff.
Just to fill up those darn four pages.
Yeah. Well, what about advertisements? Did you have many advertisers, and what kind of ads did you have?
Yes, at that time we had two grocery stores. Van Willis had Boys Market. The two Bauer brothers had Bauer Brothers. There was a quite a good store in town. How many service stations? Two, three service stations. It just seemed like it was a self-contained little village. In fact, in all my show my ignorance, I turned down advertising desire from, I think it was City Market way back when. No, I'm local. I protect local. So I turned down that kind of advertising.
Well, if you're just joining us, you're tuned into the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. My guest this morning is Dick Patrick. He's the man who owned the Mancos Times from 1963 until 1971. And he used a printing press called the Cranston Printing Press. Now, Dick, can you tell me a little bit about what it was like to use that old Cranston printing press at the Mancos Times?
Ooh, that was a chore. You rode on a platform on one side of that, and a lot of vibration and shaking and going on. If you missed, it was a sheet-fed press, a single revolution press, went around one time. If you missed getting that piece of paper in there in the proper position, it printed on the what they call the platen, the big drum. So your next two or three issues were printed on the back also. So you wore that ink off, then we went again. Our circulation, that was about 550, something like that. You get those 550 run out, or I'd always run some extras. You'd grab them from the back of the press, bring them up on that delivery table, you know, feed them in. That'd be the other two pages. It might be 1 and 4 your first run, and then 2 and 3 the second run. Okay. But just turn them over. Then Pam here and her mom and sister were waiting on the back end to get those they were printed to fold them, start addressing them for a mail.
Right.
And listen to Dad hollering and screaming.
Shouting directions. So how did you learn to use the printing press? Was someone there to show you how to use this old printing press when you got there?
No.
You had to figure it out?
That was part of my problem. When I bought it from Dick Springer, bless his heart, Dick Springer was a good man, but he assured me that when I bought that, he'd be around. Well, he handed me the keys that day I got there, and I never saw him in there again.
He ran away, huh?
Dick was unavailable. So it was by error and by gosh.
Now, do you have a favorite story about when you were at the Mancus Times and using the Cranston printing press?
Well, I've thought about this. I do. It has to do with John Pecan and his drugstore. I always wrestled with most of my advertisers to get me that ad down, get me down. The paper came on Friday morning. So here Friday, Thursday afternoon, here come the doggone ads. Well, I had all of Thursday night to set these darn ads. And I'm begging John, please give me an ad. It's Father's Day coming up. Well, he said, just tell him I got Father's Day gifts up the geeky. Oh, okay. So I went over there and I set that along with a regular, just kind of a general merchandising ad. Well, I ran off about 6 pages. Now, this is 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning with that Father's Day gifts up the geeky thing for John's benefit. Then I changed that. Now, that took time to change that ad in there. So the next morning, I always took John over a little stack of papers for sale over there and one back on his desk. Well, so I shoved him on his desk. I went out in front to watch, and he opened up the page, and his eyes got quite large. He rushed up front, and sure enough, there was all the top 4 or 5 copies. We've laughed about that to this day, and that's been, 40 years ago? But still, I'd do it again to John, dang it.
If you could. Oh, that's great. You're listening to the Monday Morning Zine. This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Dick Patrick. He's the man who owned the Mancus Times from 1963 until 1971 and used the Cranston printing press there, one of only 3 of these presses still remaining in the country today. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back. This is the Monday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Dick Patrick. He's the man who last used the Cranston printing press at the Mancus Times when he owned the paper and operated the press from 1963 until 1971. Dick, did you know that the Cranston printing press was so unique when you were working there?
No, I had no idea. I assumed that was just standard procedure.
Standard equipment? Well, what do you think now? I mean, you've got this, you know, you're back at Mancus and you're seeing all this new attention. It's been discovered that the printing press is one of the last 3 in the country. What are your hopes for the press now?
I take a great deal of pride in having been an operator of that thing, no matter how I cussed it. But I'm impressed by it and what they're wanting to do in Mancus to relive it. As I understand, they're going to have some kind of a graphic arts course to teach young people. Well, it'd be very I hope I'm around.
Sure.
To bear a hand.
Well, you're probably in a pretty rare group of folks who have actually operated one of those Princeton printing presses.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you been helping the researchers that have been coming to town to understand how the press works?
Minimal. I helped one of the professors, Matt, but all I know is my Matt, get the old press going. Mm-hmm. When I sold to the Browns in Cortez, they published the Cortez paper, that they would just come in and just resume, keep on going there. Well, no, I don't think he printed any more papers there. So the Cranston Press was left unclean. They had ink on the rollers, and I guess it sat there for 40 years.
Wow.
So Matt had a little problem getting it going again. In the meantime, the belt had at age by 40 years and didn't work well, the drive belt. So I was able to give him a few hints and facts that helped him get the press going, helped us get the press going. I'm just very happy to have been a part of bringing this thing back, and I didn't contribute a whole lot to it, but other than the fact of just being there.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about Mancus back in the 60s and Mancus today. How has it changed? How have you seen Mancus change from back when you were running the Mancus Times? You were describing earlier some of the stores and services that were available. What is it like now compared to then?
I think Mancus was a little bit more self-contained in those days. What with the more service stations, the two grocery stores. We got one now, but I think these. I don't mean to knock them, but the big box item stores on either side of us helped to draw people away, and then the better shopping. We were more contained, self-contained in those days. Therefore, I thought a little. Well, they supported a newspaper pretty well, even in my my silly pricing.
Well, what did you do after you sold the Mancus Times to the Browns? What did you do after that?
Well, 2 years before I sold, we bought the Silver Peaks Cafe, and my wife and I decided to turn that into the Silver Peaks Restaurant and Lounge. So we got a liquor license, set up a lounge, changed from about seating of about 30 to maybe a couple of hundred, just expanded. We went too fast, too fast at all. So it was not real profitable, but we had it for about 7 years, of which we overlapped with the paper a couple of years. That was too much. Mm. I couldn't begin to operate the paper and the restaurant. So we chose to sell the paper.
Right.
Thought there was more future in the restaurant.
Right. Well, Mr. Patrick, thank you so much for coming in and talking with me this morning. It was really a pleasure to hear your stories about the Mancus Times and operating that old Cranston printing press.
There's a bunch more, believe me.
I'm sure
thank
there
you,
is.
Sir.
Absolutely. That's Dick Patrick. He's the man who last used the Cranston printing press. It's one of only three left of those kinds of presses in the country at the Mancus Times when he owned the paper and operated the press from 1963 until 1971.